What's up, my Rugrats? How you guys doing today? The cult is calling. Remember that one Yahoo answer I did? And the dude said, the cult is calling me? What a fucking dillo. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good day. Hope you guys are having a good week. I think Sternik might come on the show this week. Not this week, next week. I don't know, man. That guy tells me all the time, like, oh, yeah, let's do a podcast. Or he'll even sometimes he'll be like, yo, let's do a podcast today. I'm like, okay, cool. And then no response. Hey, you want to come on my podcast? You got to come on my podcast. I don't know. Whatever. He's a good dude. I slammed some dude on Twitter so hard today. It started like yesterday, the day before, but when the Cavs played the Knicks, and then LeBron and Cantor almost got into a fight, some dude posted like a quote from Cantor saying like that LeBron was a queen or whatever he said, and then somebody posted on that post something about LeBron, and then I commented on that, like, agreeing with the guy about LeBron, and then this dude, this Knicks fan, commented, Kobe greater than sign LeBron, and I was like, dude, the argument is between Jordan or LeBron for the greatest ever. Kobe's not even in that conversation, and he was like, only a LeBron dick rider would say that, and I was like, dude, you're just butthurt because your Knicks are not good. And then he was like, he's like, you have no facts, and you're just a LeBron dick rider. That's why you think that. And I was like, LeBron was in 8 finals, 7 straight finals, 4-time league MVP, 3-time finals MVP. Now go get captured. Thanks. And then I think he said something back, but I just don't care. Because the dude's profile picture is him in a Porzingis jersey. You got a Porzingis jersey on in your profile picture? I can't respond to you anymore. That was good. By the way, staying on the topic of Twitter is... Sorry. Got a phone call, rudely interrupted. Anyway, staying on the topic of Twitter, is Trump not the funniest fucking person on Twitter that's ever lived? Did you see that fucking tweet where he was like, why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. And then, like, the comment, the first comment on this is, how the fuck are you in the White House? Oh, it's so funny. He's such a little kid. Let's replace Kim Jong-un with Billy. The name Billy. And read it like a little kid would. Why would Billy insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. Oh, my God. He's a child. Trump is a child, man, and it's great. He's so funny, man. And if you can't laugh at it, and you're just upset still that he's a president, then you're triggered and you dillo, okay? Look. The facts are, our presidents, like, the candidates, were an old lying cunt and Hillary Clinton. Okay, so, no matter who you picked, you lost. We lost. But we'll be all right. Let's just enjoy Trump's tweets while we can. And, like, people want to get so upset whenever he tweets or he says something, but, like... me doing this podcast and like, I wouldn't call myself a comedian, but like I'm trying to be funny. Like, so me trying to be funny, whenever Trump tweets or says anything or like anything, like the Kaepernick thing, anytime that shit happens, it's so good for me. Because it gives me something to talk about and make fun of. And make fun of the people that get so triggered by all of it. You know what I mean? That's why I love all of it. I do. I really, really do. But Trump is a child. By the way, Kim Jong-un insulted me by calling me old. How is that an insult, dude? You're old as dirt. You look like a fucking turtle without a shell. How? An orange turtle without a shell and a toupee on. How fucking, isn't he like 70 anyway? So what is old, 170? Jesus, dude. I would never call him short and fat. You just did. Hey, you never call him short and fat? You just implied it. Hey, Trump, you're old. So if somebody calls you old, they're just stating fat. It's so funny, dude. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, and then today he tweeted, I think it was today. It was either today or yesterday. Do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say thank you to President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail. So, like, he wants to be liked so bad, and I almost feel bad for him because of how bad he likes, or, like, loves being loved. And how bad he's, like, asking to be loved. Like, they should thank me because they were headed for 10 years in jail. By the way, Trump, you're not fooling anybody. We know you run your Twitter, so for sure don't say, do you think they will thank President Trump? It's just, like, weird the way he worded that. I don't know. Whatever, though, right? Have you guys seen the cover of the GQ Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year magazine? Oh, it's so funny, and people are going to get so triggered. Okay, first off, how did he win Citizen of the Year? Because he took a knee in a football field to raise awareness for police brutality? That doesn't make sense to me. My whole thing is, like, if you want to raise awareness for police brutality, like, I just don't understand why you would kneel during. All he did was piss old white guys off by doing that. He pissed old white guys off and, like, drew a deeper line in that fucking gross sand that people have where it's, like, them versus us. It's like, ugh. Black people versus white people. Such a stupid fucking argument. The only people we can even, like, make fun of and not take shit for are Asian people. That's Asian people. And, I mean, if somebody's super fat, I mean, I'll probably make fun of them. Like, behind their back. I'm not going to make fun of them to their face. Come on, guys. I'm not a monster. But, yeah, all he did was piss, like, white guys over the age of 40 off. Congrats, Cap. But, dude, the fucking picture. He's wearing a black turtleneck with, like, a black sports coat, a gold necklace. The most 70s afro I've ever seen. And he's staring so seriously into my soul. Like, I'm looking at the picture right now, and I feel scared because I'm expecting, like, some disco to start playing and him pop out of my phone and force me to dance disco with him and then take a knee after. Oh, shit. That's funny, man. If you can't laugh, if you don't laugh at my podcast, you have no sense of humor, and that's why we're not friends. Because you gotta be able to laugh at shit. That's why, like, I love doing this. I do. I really, really love doing this podcast. Because, like, the shit that people take so seriously, I just get to make fun of it. And just be like, you're stupid. That's stupid. Like, this fucking, like, people are mad that he's Citizen of the Year.
I don't get it, but I'm not mad about it, and I think it's a hilarious picture. He looks like the citizen of 1974 that won the disco championship of the world, and then this is like him being like, his face is so serious, he's like, yeah, motherfucker, I can dance. Oh shit. Like, he just rips off this fucking black jacket. And then, like,
Staying Alive.
That song comes on. The lights dim. A disco ball comes out of fucking nowhere. He magically, like, has on bell bottoms and rollerblades. And he's, like, doing that fucking point to your hip, point to the sky move. And, And then he just won. And then after, they took this picture of him, and he was like, yeah, motherfucker, I could dance. I danced the night away. He definitely doesn't look like the citizen of the year. 2017, dress like it. Oh, shit, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. People are going to get so mad, and at this, I'm going to make fun of those guys, too. You know what else is really funny that is a slept-on art? Laughing at little kids who get hurt. Like, I was listening to, it was Ari Shaffir. And he was talking about how, like, he was with his buddy. And this little kid was, like, running back and forth. And he's like, hey, man, stop running. And then he was running back and forth again. And his friend was like, dude, you gotta stop running. And the kid finally fell and started crying. And Ari started laughing. And the dude was like, dude, why are you laughing at my kid that got hurt? You're like, because I'm laughing at this person that you just told not to laugh or not to run. And then they did, and they fell and got hurt because of something you told them not to do. And I'll laugh at that till the day I die. And me, I'll laugh at that till the day I die too. As long as the kid's not like super hurt. But if like a little kid falls on their ass or falls on their belly and like they're not hurt, not bleeding, nothing like that, I'm going to laugh. One time I was babysitting my little cousins, and they were like, they were fighting, they were doing something like the basement, like wrestling with each other, and I was laughing, you know, I thought it was hilarious. And then the older one hurt the younger one, and he started crying instantly. And I was with my grandma too. She came downstairs. She's like, guys, what happened? What happened? And the one that was crying was like, it's all Johnny's fault. And I was in tears because of how funny that was to me, that he thought it was all my fault. And then just totally threw me under the bus. Like, you little, I was like thinking, you little fucking rat. I didn't have anything to do with this. You little rat. Hey, I went up to him after and I said, hey man, snitches get stitches, motherfucker. And he was like, what? And I said, look at my lips. Snitches get stitches. And I walked away and he's like, what the fuck was that, man? Could you imagine if I really said that to my little cousins? At the time, they were like, maybe 4 or 5 and like 8. It's so ridiculous. Oh my god, that'd be so funny. Man, I don't know where I was at. Oh, the fucking Kaepernick thing. Yeah, I just think it's super funny. Oh guys, remember the fucking June guy, or like I think it was October guy shirt, the like 100% loyal to a fault. Oh man, dude, I get the most absurd fucking advertisement on my Instagram feed, and I don't even follow like fitness people. I just screenshot these stupid ads because they're so bizarre. Listen to this shirt. This is a real shirt, by the way. I'm not making this up at all. Do work, be happy, rise above all, one shot. Eat clean, train dirty. If the world knocks you down, do a burpee. Do what you are all about. Become a legend. Have patience, have passion. This word is so big on here. Hustle. Dig deep when you need it. Be true to yourself and the rest will follow. You will never want to compete with me. Never quit, never surrender. Be happy 24/7. Legacy is better than currency. Mean it, live it, love it. Oh. Oh, no, no, no. But, like, listen, guys. Hold on, hold on. 1 second. That shirt, dude, if I saw somebody wearing that shirt, I would take a picture of them right then and there. Be like, dude, you are a full-blown armadillo. And it'd be like, what? You're a full-blown armadillo, dude. By the way, the people that get triggered at shit that I say about Trump or Kaepernick or when I talk shit about anything, if you get triggered, you're a full-blown dillo. You triggered? You dillo. Okay? Okay. Dude, this shirt, though. If the world knocks you down, do a burpee. Hey, guys. The world will never knock you down. And if it does, get up. You know what you don't do if you get knocked down? Do a burpee. If you're in a fight and somebody knocks you down, you're going to do a burpee? What? That's the most absurd shit I ever heard. Do a burpee. Do what you're all about. Hey, no shit. Have patience and have passion. Oh, okay, cool. Could you be any more obvious? This one's my favorite. It's like all this like dig deep when you need it. Be true to yourself. And then be happy 24/7. Hey, you know who's not happy 24/7? Everyone that's ever lived ever. You don't have to be happy 24/7. I'm sure as fuck not happy 24/7. I'm stressed the fuck out all the time. Super, like, depressed about 18, but it's way more like 48% of the time. I'm super depressed. Super, like, bummed out sometimes. For sure I'm not happy 24/7. There's probably been, like, one full week where I was happy 24/7. In my entire life, 24/7 happiness once, if that. Oh, man. Be happy 24/7. Who the fuck are you trying to fool? A child? A little baby? Babies aren't even happy 24/7. Oh, if a baby is not happy 24/7, no adult's happy 24/7. Flat out. Because a baby, all they do is get love, get cuddles, eat shit, get their shit cleaned by someone else, and play. And if that's not happiness 24/7, because they still cry once a day, then you and as adult, for sure not going to be happy 24/7, man. Sorry to break it to you. The cult, as a unit, guys, we're going to be happy as often as we can. But it's still not going to be 24/7. Sorry. If I failed you by saying that, I apologize. Oh, God. I saw this other fuck. Oh, I was going to save this one, but it was right next to that shirt. Because for some reason, they threw two gems at me last night while I was scrolling through my Instagram. This dude is on a hack squat machine. If you don't know what that is, it is a machine that has like pads for your shoulders, a pad for your back, pad for your head, and you're basically laying down doing a squat. So it's the most dillo way to do a squat. So this guy, so sweaty, by the way, has his shorts. Actually, what do you guys think? Do you think his shorts are rolled up so you could see his quads while he's doing a squat? You're right. They are. Do you think it looks like he has his three-piece set saran wrapped? you're right, it does. Oh, hey, man. You got your three-piece set super jam-packed into those rolled-up shorts? Yeah, they are. Oh, my God, it's so gross. Do you think he's looking at the camera? Yep, he sure isn't. And one more. Do you think he has workout gloves on? Let me just break this down. This guy has his shorts rolled up so you could see his quads. His three-piece set is screaming, "Help!" He has workout gloves on, and he's not looking at the camera. And you know what his shirt says? I drink, lift, and I know things. Gross. Oh my God. And do you think the I in lift is a fucking lion? Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, man. There's certain things you just don't buy. That's one of them. At my work right now, we have these fucking water bottles, and they're, like, shaped like dumbbells. Don't buy them. I'll sell you anything in this store. Those, I'm going to try to sell them, because I want to know what kind of person you are. But my friends, my cult members, those aren't allowed in the cult. Okay. Dumbbells shaped like, or water bottles shaped like dumbbells, they're a no-go. Oh, man. I don't know. Whatever. Oh. One more thing on Twitter, by the way. Don't make those super long tweets that I have to scroll like two or three times with my fucking finger to see just the next tweet. You know what I'm talking about? Those ones that people like, they're trying to like be funny and they tell you the punchline, or like they set it up at the top and then you scroll and then it's like, oh, that's so funny. It's not even funny, man. If you're going to do that, make sure it's fucking funny. Because they're not. 10 times out of 10, the joke never outweighs the hype that you think you have of like how funny you are. It is so stupid. I saw one today and it was like, I don't even know. It was so unmemorable. That's another thing too, is like I have people like in my life, I'm sure you do too, that are like, oh my God, you guys remember me? Like when you, like Thanksgiving's coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. And it's like you see family, you see, by the way, Thanksgiving is so stupid. I already talked about this. But you want to know what's even worse than Thanksgiving? Friendsgiving. You're having a Thanksgiving with your friends? Cool. Say that. Don't call it Friendsgiving. That makes me cringe. Oh, man. People. Unbelievable. But maybe if I liked Thanksgiving, I wouldn't be such a grouch. You know what holiday I do love is Christmas. Favorite holiday. I'll be super happy when Christmas comes around. Hashtag no Grinch. But what the fuck was I even just saying? Oh, the people that like you see all the time at like Thanksgiving, especially if you're at a Friendsgiving, which is so gross to say. But like I hate when you see somebody from like a long time ago that you're supposed to remember their name. And I'm not saying family, I'm saying like people that are associated with the family. But like people that you should know their names, but you always forget it every time, and you're like, hey, you. And then they're like, especially like, have you ever had somebody call you on it? Like, you don't remember me, do you? You're like, no, I don't. I really don't. They're like, I remember holding you when you were a baby. And you're like, okay, man, how is that relevant to this conversation that we're having right now, 24 years later? Oh, man, I remember you when you were a baby. Cool. I'm not anymore. I don't remember you. hey, you want me to remember your name? Be more memorable. It's not my fault if I forget. If I forget somebody's name, that's not my fault. And it's not your fault either. If you forget somebody's name, that's that person's fault for being so forgettable.
Man, that's a funny way to put it. But, yeah, dude, how... I fucking can't stand when people do that shit. Oh, yeah, man, I remember you when you were this big. Yeah, well, I'm not that big anymore, man. I don't remember shit from then. So don't tell me about how you remember me when I was that little. Because I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, I never met you. This person that is me right now has never met you.
Do you guys know? I hope you guys have had that before. Oh, man, I remember feeding you when you were a baby. Yeah, well, I don't remember you feeding me. Feed me now and I'll remember it. Somebody buys me food now, I'll remember their name. Buy me a drink, I'll probably remember your name. You fed me when I was 3 years old. Pretty forgettable, brother. I was going to say bud. That was bud and brother. Bread. But yeah, dude, I don't even know what I was talking about before Thanksgiving. I guess I'm pretty forgettable. No, those stupid tweets. Don't do them. You know, if you do that shit and I see it, I'm unfollowing you immediately. I can't unfollow you fast enough. I scramble. I click on your page and then I don't mean to. Especially like the people that retweet those stupid fucking things. Those guys are the worst. Because then you click on the person that tweeted it and you're like, oh shit, I'm not even following this person. And then it's like, oh, that fucking person retweeted it. And you got to go click them. And sometimes you don't actually click their name. You click the guy that tweeted it and you're like, fuck. And you go back, try to click their name again, get it, unfollow them. It's like, are you sure you want to unfollow? Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure, man. I want to hit unfollow. Twitter, be better, man. And also, Twitter, can you fucking make it so we can edit tweets? I had a spell check yesterday, and or like autocorrect, whatever, and it put Breaksville instead of Brexville on one of the tweets. Fucking Twitter, man. Facebook's got that shit down. I can edit that. Kudos to Facebook. I don't know. You guys ready for a fucked up Instagram post? Let me find one first, and then we'll do it. Oh, God. Okay, so this girl, all dolled up, right? She's like, also, she's wearing a turtleneck. Don't wear a turtleneck. But her hair is up, like super up. Like it, she tried to make it look like she was natural, but it looks like her eyebrows are painted on and shit. Oh my God. Yeah, so she has like, she has her eyebrows like drawn on. It looks like, I don't know. She might have like, they're definitely not natural. And then her hair like looks like it wasn't supposed to be done, but you could tell she fucking did it. She has makeup on, clearly, but she wanted to make it look like she didn't have makeup on. And the caption says, and she's all natural from her head to her toes. No, you're not. You're not natural from your head to your toes. Like, not even close. What the fuck were you doing? It just pissed me off. Don't say you're natural if you're not natural, okay? If you're natural, take a picture when you fucking wake up and your hair's all fucked up and you got no makeup on, or like your makeup's a little bit smeared because you were sucking dick all night and it was running down your face a little bit. That's all natural from her head to her toes. Oh, man. Somebody's going to get triggered from that one. And I love it. I love being, like, controversial. I do. That one just pissed me off because it's like, you're not natural, so don't say you are. Okay, and then this one. Another fitness chick in a thong, okay, of course, because why wouldn't a fitness girl be in a thong so you could see her ass cheeks? If she, like, bent over a little bit, you'd see her butthole. That's how, like, that's how deep this thing is in there. Hair straightened, hair done, like, looking over her shoulder with her arm up. It's raining outside, but she's not looking out the window. Oh, she's looking at the camera because she's being a bad girl. on her tippy toes, so you could see, like, her calf muscles because she's like, I ain't no basic bitch. What was the last one? Oh, she was on the Stairmaster. Look, I ain't no basic bitch. I go on the Stairmaster. So look at my fucking calves and my ass. Let me look over my shoulder so you can see my face, too. But the fucking caption, the fact that you are not where you want to be should be enough motivation. What does that have to do with this picture? Okay? The fact that you are not where you want to be should be enough motivation. Yeah, cool quote. Doesn't go with the picture. You're not even working out. You're just standing there looking hot, looking over your shoulder with your ass hanging out, you slut. That's the thing, though. You gotta be a slut till you make it, but once you make it, you gotta stop being a slut because then you get haters. I'm not a hater. Post a picture, but don't put, like, a motivational quote. That's where I'm the hater. You know? You could be a hater, but not hate on someone's, like, pictures. Like, the picture's cool. Good for you. You get a ton of likes. Probably get Instagram money for that. But the caption. Oh, and then, like, after that, it's, like, the fist emoji, like, punching you in the face. Dude, it's just, like, so typical. Don't be so typical, guys. And then I won't have to be a hater. Last thing is, there's actually two. that New York guy that shared the picture of this, like, little kid that haunted him in his dreams, and then he took a picture of him. Did you guys see this shit? This New York dude said this little kid was haunting him in his dreams, and he named him Dear David. First things first, if you ever watched a scary movie, don't ever name the thing, because then it's real. Second off, if this thing is haunting you, also, don't name it. If you're scared, don't call him Dear David, bro. You get where I'm coming from, guys? If there's a little, if a fucking lady's haunting me in my dreams, I'm not going to call her, Mother Chelsea. I'm not going to say, Mother Chelsea came back. This dude probably wakes up like, Dear David, he got me again. Okay, so the whole thing is like, this guy, so this is what the thing says. Adam says the ghost who he calls Dear David first began appearing to him in his dreams. In August, he went viral, started posting live Twitter updates on the ghost. Adam now says that after dreaming about David again, he woke up to find him sitting at the foot of his bed and rushed to snap a picture. Goes on. The demon child is said to have slithered over to him from his chair while Adam was paralyzed, couldn't move. Hey, that's not a dream. That's sleep paralysis. And it's terrifying. 'Cause I've had it, and it's terrifying. If anybody else has ever had that, for sure let me know and tell me your story so I could talk about it. Because sleep paralysis is no fucking joke. That shit is so scary. And then people are like, it's not sleep paralysis, it's lucid dreaming. Hey, you can't move? Sleep paralysis. You're asleep? Sleep paralysis. And then this one dude that I work with who, like, knows everything was like, you know, that's lucid. He said this, you know, that's lucid dreaming and you could die from that. Oh, cool, dude. Thanks for telling me that. Thanks, dude. Thanks for telling me that. Hey, not to freak you out or anything, that's lucid dreaming. You could die from that. Cool, bro. Anything else you want to tell me? Anything else you want to say to ruin my day? By the way, I'm in this fantasy football league with like people from work, and so like most of us, we joke around, we have like funny team names and stuff, but man, there's like two guys that take it serious, too serious. When you break it down, it's 10 grown men that pick names of other grown men off a website. And whoever plays better wins. And if you take it too serious, we only threw in $20. So I think it's first place gets 150, second place gets 50, and that's it. So if you take it so serious, you're working 17 weeks for $150. Best case scenario. It's not that serious. And guys take it so serious, dude. Dudes take fantasy football so serious. And like the one dude, he tried to make this trade that we were all like, yeah, nope. And we all vetoed it. He was like, I didn't even ask for that trade. He asked me for that trade. And then he was like, if I do this trade, you guys have to let it through. And we're like, no, we don't. Like, we're going to veto every trade you try to make just to troll him. And he's like, no, I'm the commissioner, and I'll put it through. Hey, man, can't do that because that's not the fantasy football world we joined. And the other thing, too, is, like, he's, like, the first place guy trying to trade with the last place guy who, like, has no chance of, like, making it into the like last or like the chance, like the playoffs, whatever the fuck it is. So hey, first place shouldn't be trading with last place under any circumstances. So we're gonna veto every trade that he tries, and I think it's hilarious. It's like there's like four of us that you only need four votes to veto a trade, and we're like our own little fantasy football cult. Okay, like we all joke around with each other, but when we play other people, we're just brutal. There's four of us that are super friendly towards each other, and then the rest of the league, you're dead. And two of them are two of my four cult members of the fantasy football league of Acme Fresh Market are Dan and Chris, who are both so high up on the cult following. They're so high up. They're like my one and two. And then the other one is Sternik, who I would love to have him in the cult, but hey, man, you tell me you're going to come on my podcast all the time, and you've been on like twice, okay? It's not me. It's you. Dude, I sent him this video and told him to post it on his Instagram because it was funny. But he's like, yeah, man, just woke up. Sorry. It's like, no, man. You just don't want to post it because it was funny. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. Chris and Dan, shout out to you guys for being, for vetoing trades with me. Dan's the one that says, like, it was so funny too, because Dan was like, he's like, hey, the guy that we vetoed the trade, it was Brandon, and we're like, he's like, hey, Brandon's trying to make this trade, veto it, and we all fucking vetoed it within like 30 minutes. We're all like, yeah, nope. Oh, it's so funny, because he's like one of the guys that takes it pretty seriously, and it's like, dude, it's fucking fantasy football, get over it. And then two, I don't even know if Sternik paid yet, but dude, they all got mad at me because Sternik like didn't pay his $20, and was like, I hope, just being the troll that I am, I said, man, I hope Sterling never pays. And then Brandon's like, no, he's gonna pay. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to text Sternik and tell him not to pay. And he's like, if you tell him that and you win, I'm not giving you any money. No, you are going to give me the money if I win. Because that's what I agreed to, and I paid. So I did. I text Sternik. I said, hey, it would be totally hilarious if you didn't pay the fantasy football. He's like, okay. Because with Sturdick, if you tell him something's going to be funny, he usually does it because he likes to be funny. And I like when he does funny shit. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to get Sturdick on later this week or early next week. But who the fuck knows with that guy? He'll be like, Sturdick's the type of dude that will be like, hey, man, you want to do a podcast today? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Come on over. And he's like, okay. Or, like, doesn't text back. And then he'll be like, oh, man. And he'll text back, like, at 8 o'clock when he first texts at 1. And be like, oh, dude, sorry, I'm at work. I'm like, dude, you probably just got to work. And I know that's what he does, too. That fucking rat. I don't know. Anyway, guys. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to try to do 3 a week. This is the second one, so we got another one coming up, probably Friday, hopefully with Sternik. But, yeah, guys, I hope you guys are still having fun, because I am, and don't get triggered. Love thy cult members, and don't be a dillo. And until next time, peace.